This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. An interesting note from the Klamath Irrigation District directed me to the USGS official website and a quietly posted article from December 29th. Of course, it was posted just before the New Year weekend and probably didn't get a lot of notice. But then again, we've talked about why agency posts things prior to a weekend or a holiday. The article starts off by explaining the reason for the study and paper. Quote, in an effort to understand the complex relationships between environmental quality and the sucker populations, researchers examined the connection between fish survival and water levels and water quality on Upper Klamath Lake. Now, needless to say that this type of study was sorely needed, and one wonders why we've suffered through one year after another of government shorting the water supply for our farmers and ranchers without more information. So here's the kicker from the first paragraph of the paper. Quote, the paper published in the North American Journal of Fisheries Management found that adult shortnose and Lost River sucker survival were not impacted by historic changes in either water quality or lake surface elevation. No kidding. How long have many local residents like myself talked about how the lake levels have risen and fallen year after year, and yet the suckers survive just fine? How long have we talked about what the lake level was like before the Link River Dam was constructed? Finally, it appears we are making some headway towards some common sense. Now, scientists evaluated 22 years of survival data to identify water management and environmental factors that are affecting fish survival in that study. While they did note that water levels and quality had no effect on adult suckers, they also suggest that juvenile suckers are not reaching maturity, and that is creating a problem. Well, looking at the results of the study, it appears obvious to me that we need more juvenile suckers to reach maturity to save the species, for reasons I still don't quite follow. So, rather than willy-nilly keep the lake level artificially high, perhaps the time to concentrate on building more hatcheries to raise juvenile suckers to maturity so they can survive in the lake regardless of the water level. But then again, the brainiacs involved would just turn their sights to the endangered salmon, you see, and they would demand that we flush all the lake water down the river to save them. You know, I look at this and I think the only suckers that these plans affect are you and me. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.